Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Read by Martin Caron. The headlines this Saturday, February 5th, 2022. US Army equipment arrives in Poland amid Ukraine crisis. Older people face age discrimination in Poland's job market, and Polish top flight football returns after winter break. Good afternoon. A shipment of military equipment has arrived in Poland from the US in a symbol of solidarity by the US government and military to Ukraine as the crisis between Russia and the Ukraine continues. The shipment is part of an effort to bolster NATO's eastern flank and send a strong message to Russia, officials said on Friday. 2 days earlier, the Pentagon announced that the US would send 1,700 extra troops to Poland and around 1,000 to Romania to reassure its eastern European NATO allies in the face of the major Russian military buildup near Ukraine. Around 4,500 American troops are already stationed in Poland on a rotating basis. Russia's military buildup near Ukraine has in recent weeks raised fears in the West that Moscow may be preparing for a new invasion of the country. New research by the Polish Economic Institute has shown that older job seekers in Poland experience age discrimination when looking for work. The study sent 600 fictitious CVs to job applications, with the CVs being for people aged between 28 to 52. In the majority of cases, positive replies were only sent to the younger applicants. The authors of the study underlined that the profiles of younger and older candidates were very similar in terms of competence, education, and professional experience, and that discrimination in recruitment applied to both women and men. By 2040, the number of people in the so-called productive age will drop by 1.2 million in Poland, indicating that employers may need to address their bias and promote age diversity in their staff. This weekend sees the return of the Polish Premier League as Lechia Gdańsk take on Śląsk Wrocław tonight at 8 p.m. at the Polsat Plus Arena in Gdańsk. Lechia Gdańsk will be looking to end a recent run of defeats this evening in their 20th match of the season. Lechia are currently occupying 5th place in the standings with 33 points, while Śląsk Wrocław are sitting on the 10th place with 24 points. Due to restrictions during the COVID-19 epidemic, the stadium's available capacity will be operating at 30%. And finally, Gdańsk bus fleet looks set to increase by 18 electric vehicles, including 10 standard and 8 articulated vehicles. Gdańsk buses and trams have just announced a tender for their delivery, and they can be expected next year. The new buses will be designed to have the largest capacity possible, meaning they will only need to be charged at the depot. This design means that there should be no need to build expensive infrastructure en route for charging, which will save on cost.
The weather.
Today will be a cloudy day with some sunny spells and with fresh winds and temperatures of 4 degrees centigrade, 39 degrees Fahrenheit during the day and 1 degree overnight. Tomorrow will be a rainy day in moderate winds and temperatures of 5 degrees during the day and 2 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.